It's Friday, the 9th of January 2015, and mark it in the calendar, or my calendar anyway. Just after 8 a.m. I guess you'll be able to hear this wind. It's calming down now, apparently. And I'm looking at the destruction from overnight. Those two new fence panels, the new design ones that I put up recently on the west fence here at the back garden. Yes, one's halfway down the garden and taking a few things with it. The other one's flying on its back. Not because the panels gave way, but because the fence post between the two panels, which I thought was still pretty solid at the base, obviously wasn't. And so the post gave way, two fence panels went AWOL, the two big buckets that shelter behind that fence were down across the backyard, and thankfully that was only the black bin, which is the general rubbish, which my wife always bags anyway. She doesn't put stuff in loose. She always bags and ties the bags. Had to spread a lot of its stuff over the garden, but they were all still in their bags. Had the blue bin, which is the waste paper and card bin, had that opened up on the way down. Well, let's just say that they made a bra mess everywhere. So I'm looking at a gaping wound in my west fence now. And I'm pretty sure that one of the side panels is down. It's getting lighter now, so I might be able to look up here. Yes. So repair work up the long fence, which is the old fence, not the new one at the back. It's still there. It won't go anywhere. It's solid. So I suppose I could say in the morning like this that it could have been worse. That's about all I could say. It was a wild night, so I'll talk about my sleep. Actually, I slept pretty well last night because I do actually love wild weather. It fascinates me. And when I hear the wind gusting and the rain battering, it doesn't stop me from sleeping. It'll maybe waking me up, but I'll actually enjoy it, and because I enjoy listening to it, it kind of sends me off to sleep again. Unlike my wife, who tends to worry about things when it's like that. But we did have a hailstorm through the night sometime. I'm not quite sure what time it was, because it was rattling off our bedroom window when I got up to look out the blinds, and wow, it was wild. I mean, those hailstones must have been travelling at 100 miles an hour. Horizontal hailstones. I'm kind of wandering about here in the back garden. I've tried to stare at the worst of the wind for recording, and also keep my hands a wee bit warm. But because I've got a gaping wound now, there is no real shelter. It's just blowing right through what is about 12 foot, yeah, a 12 foot gaping wound. Anyway, I'm feeling fine. I'm actually feeling quite good. As I said, I've got a decent sleep, and I don't know why I'm feeling quite good. I just am. And this weather, which was predicted, we're absolutely right with it. And the people in the north of Scotland are getting the worst at the moment. 70,000 without electricity, and every Scottish rail journey has been cancelled. So that's disruption, of course. Maybe that's why I'm feeling good, because Well, I don't know, really. I'm not feeling good because the trains have been cancelled. Well, so I've got my binaurals in this morning, and I'm using my new wind shield spoffle device to see how it works. I'm not revealing it yet. It's a wee bit bulky, but if it works, it works. We'll see how it goes. It should be well tested this morning out here in the garden. But you have to think of other people when it's like this. You know, I've got two fence panels down, I've got quite a bit of repair work to do. But overall, there doesn't seem to be any damage to the house or anything else, so maybe I've got off a bit light lately. And there's those people who will be suffering. Roof tiles off, chimney pots down, no electricity. All kinds of things that they will be suffering at the moment. So, all in all, I haven't got a lot to greet about. It is fascinating, though, the weather, and it does something. Actually, I saw a bit of news. I never put the news on. I won't put the news on when there's something particular I really want to hear, and I haven't had it on for weeks and weeks, so I put it on this morning to try and catch some updates on what's happening with the weather. And they showed a photograph from, I believe it was Maine over there. I think it's Northern America, isn't it? It's not Canada, Maine. Northern America. And minus 39 degrees. I'm thinking of poor Steph up there in Canada. And Jackie Rumble and Gwenkman. And, oh, who else is Canadian? This is where I get it wrong, you see. And see if they're Canadian or actually American. So, pardon me. And forgive me if I haven't included you in the Canadian sector. I know several, like Ricky Kubajikin and Rocky G, they're in North America, I believe, you know, and they get pretty bad weather. And so this isn't too bad, actually. And as I said, that photograph of me and mine, and it showed you a car stuck in frozen slush, basically. It's frozen solid around the car, right up to the wheel rims. That's bad. It's really bad. But isn't it fascinating? Because there was one photograph of a frozen fountain, and that was absolutely beautiful. And I suppose, when you think, you know, it creates havoc, severe weather, at the same respect. It's intriguing, it's attractive, and it also creates wonderful things in its wake. I think I said correctly. I think she's. Well, she is in Canada. I try to run through my mind, and for no other reason, I can't think of anything else to say. Dear friend Lee, who's at N2FGC in Art, they're definitely in Canada. And she said it was cold in the house yesterday, so if it's getting cold, wrap up warm, Lee. So anyway. Ah, no. That fence panel's taken down one of my the birdhouse feeders and smashed it. What else is missing? Birdhouse was missing his birds. I can hear the sparrows somewhere. They'll be sheltering around the front of the house somewhere like that. There's no birds in the garden. Not one. Isn't that sad? They'll all be curried down on a perch somewhere. Ah, and as I speak, this blackbird, Mrs. Blackbird, comes out. And she's went straight to the spillage from the... I forgot to mention my seed bin. The one I keep outside, it's sealed. Unless it gets blown over a very strong wind and the lid pops open and spreads all the seed over the monoblocks. So she's come out to have a wee peck, but really they're not seed eaters. They're not seed eaters at all. I'm surprised she actually took someone else. So, there is a bird. Right, hands are cold and teeth are cold, so. Hey, hi. Going for a real blast off my test wind jammers. Oh dear, does look bad. That's that one further up. Here they are. More work. Bitter. Could be snow behind that.